This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Seychelles Patrick Hermini held bilateral talks at Victoria this afternoon. Both leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchanged views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Earlier, Seychelles conferred his highest honour for environmental leadership, the Guardian of the Blue Horizon, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi, recognising his commitment to sustainable development and green growth. Addressing the joint press meet, Prime Minister Modi said, "It is an honour for him and the citizens of India to be bestowed the Guardian of the Blue Horizon honour." He expressed a belief that Indian Ocean is a shared home and its security, sustainability and prosperity are shared responsibility.
"We believe the Indian Ocean is our shared home. Its security, sustainability and prosperity are our shared responsibility. Yahi bhavna hamare mahasagar vision ka aadhar hai."
Prime Minister Modi said digital technology is an effective medium to bridge the distance between the two countries. He expressed happiness that today an MOU has been signed to implement UPI in Seychelles.
"Hum डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में भारत के सफल अनुभवों को सेशल के साथ साझा करेंगे और मुझे प्रसन्नता है कि आज यूपीआई को सेशल में लागू करने के लिए एमओयू किया जा रहा है."
In the joint press statement, President of Seychelles said that the talks were comprehensive and forward-looking, reflecting the deep bonds of friendship and mutual trust between Seychelles and India. Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to address the National Assembly of Seychelles and interact with members of the Indian diaspora. Later, he will attend the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Day of Seychelles as the guest of honour. A contingent of the Indian Defence Forces, along with the two Indian Navy ships, will also take part in the celebrations. Prime Minister Modi today addressed the nation in his Mann Ki Baat programme on Akashvani. Mr. Modi highlighted that India achieved major success in the aviation sector in June with the Made in India C-295 aircraft completing its maiden flight. The Prime Minister shared that 40 such aircraft have been manufactured in India.
"जून के महीने में ही एविएशन सेक्टर में भी देश ने एक बड़ी सफलता पाई. C-295 यह विमान मेड इन इंडिया है और C-295 विमान ने अपनी पहली उड़ान पूरी की है और ऐसे 40 विमान भारत में ही बनाए जा रहे हैं. इससे MSME और एरोस्पेस सेक्टर को नई शक्ति मिल रही है. आज समुद्र से लेकर आकाश तक हमारा भारत अधिक सुरक्षित और आत्मनिर्भर बन रहा है."
The Prime Minister also spoke about International Yoga Day, which saw the entire world join hands with India's efforts. He mentioned the World Yoga Asan Championship held in Ahmedabad, where India won a total of 114 medals in this event, including 102 gold medals. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar today arrived in Srinagar on a three-day official visit to Jammu and Kashmir. During his stay, the Chief Election Commissioner will take part in various programs across the Kashmir Valley aimed at engaging with voters and electoral stakeholders and review grassroots-level electoral initiatives. The visit is part of the Election Commission of India's efforts to strengthen voter engagement, enhance field-level preparedness, and promote greater democratic participation and awareness. Australian government has announced that it will move to double the maximum fine for companies that fail to enforce the nation's social media ban for children younger than 16. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said last night that technology companies are not doing enough to comply with the under 16 social media ban. The proposed law would raise the maximum penalty from $34.1 million to $68.3 million. Lionel Messi became the first to score in the seventh consecutive FIFA World Cup match as Argentina beat Jordan 3-1 in his Group J finale today. It means Messi has been scoring at least one goal in each of his last seven World Cup matches he played. The Jordan goal was the seventh straight match in that scoring streak. Messi came off the bench to score from a free kick in the 80th minute, extending his men's World Cup record to 19 goals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.